Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Amy Barton.
And I'm Trace Kerr. And it's time for a brainstorm.
Today, I am talking about Dr. Robert Liston. He began his practice in medicine in 1818, and he made lots of distinguished contributions to the medical field. He pioneered the use of anesthesia. During the 1800s, you bit on a stick and they moved really fast. So my favorite thing, and I'm just going to lead right out with it, is he was known as the fastest knife in the West End. He once cut a man's leg off in 2.5 minutes because doing a quick amputation meant his mortality rates were low. People survived well. And so this is great because it meant that they were in and out, less chance for germs. They didn't really know all that, but that's why. But in this particular incident, he was so fast that he cut the leg off and also the man's testicles.
Yeah. Congratulations, you're alive, but...
Yep, exactly. Oh, but he truly did have a much higher rate of survival. So people were clamoring and wanted him as their doctor in spite of that.
Wow.
He lost only one in every 10 patients, whereas other surgeons were 1 in 4. You had a 25% chance.
Wow.
With not good odds with other folks. So you might lose a testicle, but you will survive.
That's good. Well, because this was pre-antibiotics, pre-pain medication. So just the speed in and of itself.
Yeah. In and out closing.
Less stress.
One of his other noteworthy operations, he had a 300% mortality rate. He was operating on a really strong patient to begin with. So there were people holding him down. And so as the patient, he just was unexpectedly strong and thrashing. Doctor accidentally cut off an assistant's fingers and slashed a spectator's coat. So patient eventually died from gangrene. The assistant whose fingers were severed also eventually died from gangrene. And the spectator whose coat was cut thought that he had been stabbed and died as well. Must have died. He died of fright is what the article says. So probably a cardiac incident.
Oh my gosh.
300% mortality rate. And they still wanted him. He eventually thought of the idea of, well, what if we knock him out? Go faster, be more comfortable. So he did really great work and some really, whoa, you got to break some eggs to make an omelet kind of work. But he only needed 25 seconds to complete the amputation when the patient was unconscious.
Wait, when the patient was 25 seconds?
I don't know what he amputated in that time.
To cut off,
but probably a part of a limb.
Oh my gosh.
I know. I feel like that's a...
I wouldn't want to get an argument with that guy.
I want to see that on Mythbusters. Could they do it? That's Dr. Robert Liston. He is worth looking up. Go find him.
Brainstorms are on Facebook and Instagram as Brain Junk Podcast and on Twitter as @MyBrainJunk. Want to hear more? Wherever you find your podcasts, and I guarantee you won't be bored.